Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Diet Coke. Like Diet Coke, which is our first trending subject.
Not Wyatt.
Getting right
Coke.
Into it. The Not Coke Wyatt nephew. Coke, right. Guys. I've had enough of you suggesting that I'm always talking about Wyatt Coke. I'm Jack, that's Miles. This is what's trending. Diet Coke is trending because Joe Biden is trying to erase Diet Coke.
Damn, he's on a roll, huh?
Yeah, man. No, he had to remove the Diet Coke button, I guess, from the people were pointing out the big red button that Trump had on his desk literally to order a Diet Coke is gone.
So that wasn't just, what does it look like? Is it like a Coke can he has to like smash with his fist and it appears?
I had always pictured it as a big red button like that. Staples?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. But is there any chance that this is all a bit and I am just like QAnon falling for it?
Let's see here.
Nope. This is a Hill article that says Trump's Diet Coke button appears to have left the Oval Office when he did.
All right.
It's not quite as big, it doesn't seem like, as the Staples button. Well,
isn't that just a theme for his administration?
Not quite as big.
No.
There's also, less important things, like Biden arrived to find that there was no vaccine rollout plan.
Hold on. More on that later, Jack. The Diet Coke thing. He got rid of it. What is he saying? What is he doing? The thing I read was like that he Biden was really secret. He didn't want to share what the Trump letter that was left on like the Resolute desk was. God, he's like, it's private. And he's like, and it was generous. And I'll maybe say more after I speak with him. And I wonder if he's like, dear Joe Biden, please don't skull fuck me with the law. I don't have any money, please. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I don't know. Man, did you see that one clip of the woman crying, pleading with President Trump to help to save her?
The woman who took a private jet to the...
No, different one. Different crying person. She's like, President Trump, save me, please.
She's asking for a pardon? Or is she asking for...
No, it was like a general, like, a cry out to God, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
That won't answer. So, yeah. Should have learned the lesson that Christmas when you didn't get a Nintendo like I did.
Mm.
You can only rely on yourself and your cunning to get what you want in this world.
I'm picturing Miles as like a Stewie character.
Just basically. I mean, only child. Like, I read a lot of almanacs and shit, like fact books. So, yeah, I had some ideas.
Hashtag Bernie Sanders is trending. Why is Bernie Sanders trending?
His appearance will always be more intriguing than his policies for people on the internet. He's just a fucking meme, you know?
Yeah.
I love this. He's wearing a winter coat. He's got mittens. I mean,
Bernie Sanders is funny. Casual normcore is giving me life, Miles.
But it's almost like it's weird because that's sort of like part of the appeal of him too, right? Because even like black Twitter's like loving the Bernie memes. And that's like, there's a crossover there, you know, that I think it speaks to his broader appeal as a politician. We'll see what kind of gavel moves he makes once he's on the, you know, budget committee. But yeah, it's just interesting to see like how immediately Bernie Sanders basically became one of like the biggest talking points out of the inauguration. And it was mostly just about like, look at him. He's like a regular guy. And like most people are like, yeah. That's what we need. That's what we'll, more regular guys, more just regular people who like look like any person on the street. And we don't have to be like, isn't that weird? He's like a regular guy up there. Where's his drip?
Just with regards to the meme, I do feel like we are seeing one of the details get left out because it's the same shot of him photoshopped where he's got his legs crossed and his arms crossed and
holding an envelope.
Wait, can you see the envelope in the picture?
Oh, maybe not. I think for all of us,
because the envelope is the most key detail
marked. Yeah, for those of us that went frame by frame of the Zapruder film of Bernie entering the inauguration, we saw like, oh my god, he's running errands, what's going on?
Yeah, it just like didn't even give a fuck enough to drop off the envelope in his office before coming to the inauguration.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, the mittens, Miles, are giving me life. Is it clear that that's the only thing that I know how to say?
Oh, yeah.
Like a person
giving you life.
Giving me life.
I mean, your drag queen slang is next level. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But it's like 3-year-old drag queen slang. So
I
it's don't like,
know. I mean, you've been pretty hip. You were like, oh, my God. You're like, Mitch McConnell just gave Trump his whole life on the Senate floor.
Like, what?
And I was like, oh, huh? Shit. Okay.
It doesn't really work.
And then you started like popping your tongue and shit. I was like, okay. Here. Yeah. I was like, Jack, what are you watching? What show are you into right now? You're like, RuPaul's Drag Race.
Drag waste.
Yeah, I don't know why I suddenly became a 4-year-old. Yeah, drag waste.
Drag waste. All right. The hashtag Biden erased women is trending because there's some TERFs out
TERFs
there.
TERFs are at it again.
Yep. Trans exclusionary radical feminists for the people who don't know, which is, you know, J.K. Rowling. It's people who are anti-trans but claim that they're still pro-women, and they're claiming that Biden's progressive policies around trans rights are erasing women.
Yeah, it's I don't, it's just like so hard to wrap your head around. I mean, the logic just being like, if you're protecting trans women, then that is erasing the rights of cisgender women. The whole thing is like, are you okay? You're a feminist. Are you intersectional?
Right.
Because if you are, then shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
That's you couldn't be more intersectional than to include people. Like, it's whatever. So I'm loving it. Love when the TERFs go off because, yeah, fucking hold that L. Like, it's just ridiculous. So, yeah, it's a big trend, big old trend today.
The, is this, because I see as at least as much of people being critical of the sentiment, or if not more of people being critical of the sentiment on Twitter. Is this partially being
sort of amplified by people who just want there to be messiness within the Biden administration and with like the left. The left is eating itself. Dems in disarray.
I mean,
shit.
Like, it's such a weird, like, this is such a specific take.
Yeah.
You know what I
yeah.
mean? Like, this transphobic shit, and like, especially when you're couching it in this language of it's going to hurt cisgender women. Like, mm-hmm. it's just there. I mean, I don't know. Maybe there are people just trying to make a mess, but like, this constantly comes up, like, whenever yeah. anything happens.
Right.
And these are it's the same people with like the, like, they have some emoji they use, like red X's or something on their Twitter, like when, you know, J.K. Rowling goes off and they're like, oh, we love it. We love mm-hmm. it. So.
It seems like they're the men's rights activists of feminism. Like, they have a very narrow and strange.
Yeah, it's all very, like, it's just old school, you know, like, because a right. lot of them just come out of fucking, like, negative first wave with feminism. Like, it's right. so far back. But, yeah, and it's has a tinge of misogyny to it, wouldn't you?
Hmm. Instacart is trending because they are firing every employee who voted to unionize. So I'm going to be deleting Instacart from my phone.
Jesus,
and
fucked up. They're yeah. firing every, my God. Like,
yeah, no, let's have a vote. I mean, whatever, you know, it's totally up to you. And then,
yeah.
Yeah. It's a trap.
Yeah, exactly. They set me up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cool,
just be
cool.
And we're talking too about how the NLRB, the Labor Relations Board, you know, Biden had to switch stuff up because the guy who was running that for Trump was basically Instacart, the person who was right. like, what'd you say? Oh, no free speech. You have no ability to fucking vote for that. I'm firing you or whatever else is going to happen. So, I mean, Jesus, like their whole business has been booming because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And then to then say like, oh, well, that's going to eat into our already uncharacteristically high profits by giving these people more protections is just another sign. Again, the argument is always, it's not that it's going to fuck their business up. It's that the assholes in the C-suite don't want to make less money.
Right.
And also if they're publicly traded, then they value their goddamn shareholder value is just too important to them to then just do right by the humans that make the whole thing possible. So eat a big pile of shit, Instacart.
Right.
I'll deliver that too. You know, give me the address. I'll pull up with it. I'll shit on my homie's naked ass. Cut that out. Actually, cut that out because I don't want
this. Well, they'll find out soon enough. So they'll find out soon enough.
Shit on my friend's naked ass. Sorry, this doesn't make sense. It will tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow.
It will tomorrow, gang. It
took up a lot of oxygen on the show.
Wardell is trending, which is Steph Curry's real first name. And it's trending because, I mean, he just gifted the internet with a prepackaged reaction meme. Is basically a reporter asked him a question that was one of the worst questions I've ever heard in sports journalism, which is bad because sports journalism is usually
like worse than like what Jim Gray would ask.
Yeah, it was. Well, Jim Gray is just
fucking
a bad person.
Guy.
Yeah, he's like halfway to having his soul sucked out of his body like by a dementor.
Yo, one of the first times he went left, I remember trying to figure out if his family owned mine. I'm not joking. I was like, where the fuck? Like, I just can't.
Yeah.
It can't be this. That was, but that was 2002. There weren't many resources. There aren't many resources now for people to try to figure that stuff out. But
yeah, interesting. Anyways, the guy's question was, why is one of the players on his team so good at put back dunks? Which is the question that I would have asked when I was 7 years old to somebody like, hey, John Paxson, why is Michael Jordan like so good at dunks? Like,
yeah.
It's basically that level of a question. But
sorry,
he
what, kid?
He opens it by addressing Steph Curry as Wardell, like very formally slash familiar.
Oh, like he knows him like that?
Yeah, and Steph Curry's eyebrows just shoot up like, what the fuck are you trying to, how is this, what? And then to follow it up with the worst question ever, It was clear that he put all his energy into having the gumption to call him Wardell and hadn't even thought beyond that word. But it's mainly trending because what Steph Curry did in response will be a reaction meme for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, and the shout out to Marcus Thompson who asked that question. I'm sure that helped his follows because they're already memeing him.
Yeah.
That's actually a funny, like, yo, this is how I'm going to get my fucking numbers up as a journalist.
Yeah, he might be.
I'll call him by his real name, which isn't controversial.
Right.
But we'll raise his eyebrows, get a conversation going. And I was like, damn, smart. All right, Marcus, I see you. I'm fine.
Did you have anything that your parents called you when you were in trouble? Because somebody was pointing out, like, the reason he responded that way is because he usually didn't hear that unless he was about to, you know, catch an ass whooping.
Yeah, I'm thinking, nah. I mean, my mom, no.
I mean, no. I have a real name that is not my name. So
right.
John Christopher O'Brien, that's when I was in some shit.
Yeah, that was funny because I only heard that at the white kids' houses. Like, they're like, why right. the fuck? I'm like, your name's not DJ?
Right.
Like, what the fuck did you just call you, fool? Like, what was that? And then you're like, what is this? Because I think my dad would be like, hey! You know what I mean? Or my mom would say something in Japanese that would, like, my mom had more of a prelude to the head ripping off that she would say in Japanese that I knew that the tide was going to take me away.
Yeah.
Which was, ira ira shitekita yo, which means, like, I'm getting irritated.
Wow.
And that so if
very
I.
Measured. Very
yeah,
measured.
If I continued down the path, I knew it would, I would then begin the sequence of combat I could not reverse. You know what I mean? So I was like, okay, oh, yeah, I got you. I see you. That's all you had to say. And then, like I was saying, too, like, you act up in front of your friends, and your friends don't speak Japanese. Like, yo, what'd you say? I'm like, nothing, fool. Just shut the fuck up, bro. Just stop making jokes about it.
All right. Those are five of the things that are trending right now.
Good.
We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. Stay inside. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we'll talk to y'all then. Bye.
Bye. Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.